Track 6, More News. Campaigners urged to make their voices heard. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley says he has listened closely to Kingstainton residents campaigning against plans they claim will obliterate a vital local wildlife haven. Objectors from Save Our Trees appealed to the MP to step in over controversial plans by clay firm Sibylco to expand its quarrying activities. It is preparing a scheme for the quarry known as Rackerhays on the outskirts of the town and intends to submit a planning application later this year. Campaigners told Mr. Wrigley in an open letter that local residents face 50 years of harmful silica dust, noise and lorry traffic besides homes and schools. They also point out that cutting down trees takes away natural flood barriers and that the planned development conflicts with local planning policies. In response, Mr. Wrigley said it was clear how deeply the residents cared about the environment and social impact this proposal could have. He said, "I've heard concerns about the potential effects on the natural landscape, particularly the loss of trees, risk of flooding, threats to wildlife, and the broader impact of biodiversity and conservation. I also understand the serious worries around noise, vibration, dust and disruption that could affect nearby homes, schools and daily life." He has also met with members of Save Our Trees campaign and Newton Abbott Rugby Club, which would both be affected along with the wider community. He assured residents he would continue to work to ensure all local concerns are heard and fully considered. He added, "Any permissions given must be based on a clear and robust plan around how Sibylco intends to achieve the legally required 110% biodiversity net gain and how they will manage potential flood risks and how wildlife will be preserved with trees removed. As things stand, Sibylco holds some mineral rights, a range of planning permissions along with a scoping option granted in 2023. For the expansion." He explained parliamentary protocols prevent MPs from intervening directly in local planning decisions, but he said he will explore any opportunity to raise concerns in Parliament where appropriate. He added, "I encourage all residents to continue making their voices heard, particularly to your county councillors who have key roles to play in representing your views. My commitment is to stand with our community and help secure the best possible outcome for Kingstainton, one that respects both the needs of the residents and the environment we value."
Underground water tank taking shape. The new tank being constructed in the centre of Dawlish is beginning to take shape. South West Water is currently installing an underground storm tank in the middle of the lawn as part of its multi-million pound scheme to tackle the town's water quality problems. The tank will hold up to 2,200,000 litres of storm water once the new system is up and running. This will allow more wastewater to be stored at times of heavy rainfall, then treated, reducing the reliance on storm overflows in Dawlish. A second similar tank is also being constructed at Sandy Lane. The tanks are part of the wider project for Dawlish by the water company, which also includes separating sewage from surface rainwater and fixing issues where groundwater is seeping into existing pipework, which is putting added strain on the network. Most of the town has a system of combined sewers, which means wastewater from toilets and sinks mixes with rainwater that runs off roofs, roads and the land. With increased rain, this results in a higher risk of storm overflows being used. The current scheme is planned to address the issues. Meanwhile, the town's Safari Adventure Crazy Golf is currently being ripped up. The attraction, which features Gary the Gorilla, opened in 2018 and will be closed until at least next summer season. It is understood Gary and his animal friends are being moved to safety for the duration of the work. The SWW scheme is aimed at tackling problems of inefficient capacity in Dawlish due to rapid growth, with additional homes being built along with climate change, creating more pressure on the system.
Aloe Brook in King's Kurzweil is blooming after the planting of new flower strips. The additional flowers are aimed at supporting pollinating insects and attract more wildlife. The blooms were made possible after a £1,000 donation from Wales and West Utilities to King's Kurzweil Action Group. After working to upgrade gas pipes across the area for some time, the Gas Emergency Service was only too happy to answer the call from King's Kurzweil Action Group Chairman Roger Jones for support. Aaron Taylor, Wales and West Utilities First Line Manager, explains, "We have worked in King's Kurzweil for some time and liaised with Mr. Jones throughout the project. When he approached us for support, we were delighted to do something that would have a lasting positive impact on wildlife and provide more beautiful spaces across the area." Wales and West Utilities donation has supported the planting of pollinators, boosting and providing a diverse ecosystem that benefits local pollinating insects and animals, enhancing the local environment and contributing to community well-being. The project boosts the volunteer efforts of the local community, who work hard to keep the village looking good. Welcoming the support, Roger said, "On behalf of the whole community, I'd like to say a huge thank you to Wales and West Utilities for their generous donation. Thanks to the donation, we have been able to develop the bank quicker than we anticipated. The plants look wonderful and they are also attracting more wildlife." The initiative was part of Wales and West Utilities' commitment to improve the areas in which it works and to help improve local biodiversity. The donation was linked to an investment project which involved upgrading gas pipes across the village to help keep the gas flowing now and to prepare for the use of greener gases, including biomethane and hydrogen, in the future.
Cyclists invited to Country Park for new facilities. Cyclists are being invited to Stover Country Park at the end of the month for the launch of new facilities and a range of activities. A new cycle shelter, e-bike charger and community bike maintenance stand will be unveiled at 9:30 on Saturday, August the 30th. The National Lottery Heritage Fund has funded 3 bikes, helmets and locks to enable Active Devon to deliver monthly adult cycling confidence courses from the country park. An instructor will be on hand on August the 30th between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. running sessions which need to be booked in advance with Active Devon. For anyone whose bicycle might need a little check-up, Doctor Bike sessions will be held in the community workshop between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.